Good evening, everyone. Edwin Lee Raymer here with you with the PI Show. We're going to bring in some folks that are running for elected office here in Rutherford County for the House seat in District 34. Laura Bowling is with us this evening, along with Becky Goff. She's running for House seat, District 37. Also joining us will be Jim Gifford. He is a member of the Tennessee Education Association Board of Directors, plus a teacher at Oakland High School right here in Rutherford County. We are so glad to have them along, and hopefully they're going to guide us down this path of politics and everything they've been into. Would they do it again? Got some questions for them, things like that. It's going to be interesting. We're going to welcome you, your calls, your comments, anything else that you may have for them, or any ideas you want to pass along to them. But for right now, my name is Edwin Lee Raymer, and yes, I am a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
You're tuned into the PI program. Tips and tales from licensed longtime private investigator Edwin Lee Raymer. Taking your phone calls and text messages at 615-893-1450 on the PI program.
Well, good evening, everyone. Again, Edwin Lee Raymer. This is the PI Show with me, Edwin Lee Raymer. And this broadcast is produced at the studios of WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great Volunteer State in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You can reach us tonight, and we hope you do, by dialing 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. And you can also send us a text to that number if you don't want to go on the air. And Dalton will be glad to write it down. He'll get it to us. Question, comment, or an idea. You can also send us a message on Facebook, as many of you do while we're on the air lots of times, at Private Investigations of Middle Tennessee, legal/law. That's Private Investigations of Middle Tennessee, legal/law. Or you can send me a text on my personal phone. Where is it, Dalton? Right here it is. And I keep it right here on the desk with me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. And you can, our email address, if you choose to use that, is privateinvest@bellsouth.net. And as I said, don't forget, we're taking a text also at 615-893-1450. And Dalton will be glad to take that down and get your question or your comment on the air. We are so proud to have Laura. You've been with us once before, I think.
Yes, I have.
Hang on a minute. Go ahead. I got you on now.
Yes, I have.
And Becky, this is your first trip.
It is.
And Jim, you were kidnapped tonight. And okay. We're going to have all these people on. They've been at this campaign now. Ladies, how long have you all been at this? About 6 months hard, or I mean...
I've been doing it since the 1st of June, really.
1st of June.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
And Laura, about the same?
About the same, sure.
Of course, you've been in this. Becky, this is your first campaign, right?
Yes.
What about it, Laura?
This will be my third, sure.
You just can't get enough.
I can't get enough. I love it.
Then you do have a problem. I will, you know, I'll say that. You have yourself a problem bad. Anyway, Jim... you're going to talk us through some things about the Education Association. I do have a feeling to some of you that listen, some of you are regular listeners, and I do have a feeling the subject of vouchers is probably going to come up. And these two candidates and this gentleman here have their own ideas about that. So, you know, it's going to be a good broadcast. And as we've said before, we look forward to your comments and your questions or your text or whatever you want to send us. We would appreciate it. Did both of you, Laura, did you have an event today too? Did you have an event today? Or Becky, you did.
I had an event. Laura attended.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
yeah. So you've been together today.
Yeah, we have.
Okay. All right.
That happens on the trail.
Oh, I know it. Yeah, I'm sure it does. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about what you've got coming up too and all that good stuff. And I know there's never a lack of... There's either too much time or there's never enough time in what you do in there. And I've had some other candidates on that says, everyone has an excellent idea of how to run your campaign.
Absolutely. They do indeed.
If I were you, I would do thus and so. Okay. Right now, we're going to go to our first break at 6 minutes after. And right here, this one, Dalton's light leading me down the Primrose Lane. I've done this before. And we're going to hear from our fine sponsors at J. Mullins Jewelers, Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits. Go ahead. What's the matter, Dalton? Oh, yeah. A little Eddie Van Halen for you. Okay. Jim, sit down. You're going to hurt your back. Can't dance like that anymore. We'll be back with you in 2 minutes. J. Mullins Jewelers and Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits is Edwin Lee Raymond, the P.I. Show. We'll be back in a minute. You know, Jeff Mullins. What did I do, Dom?
Jewelry store.
J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. Excellent selection of bridal jewelry, gold, diamond, and gemstone jewelry, silver jewelry. Also offering a huge selection of watches from Luminex, Citizen, Seiko, Pulsar. Gifts for any and all occasions. And also, expert jewelry repair by Jeff's dad, Mr. Charles Mullins. I can't tell you the number of times he's fixed watches for me. New batteries, bracelets adjusted, all of the whole nine yards. Visit their website at www.jmullinsjewelry.com. Or you can go see them in person there at the store at 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Or you can give them a call at 615-962-7164. That's 615-962-7164. And again, that website is jmullinsjewelry.com, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, excellent selection of bridal jewelry. Again, gold, diamond, gemstone jewelry. Check them out.
Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits, the finest selection of wines in this county, maybe even the entire state. Did you know that Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits has their own wine cellar? Their address is 3016 South Church Street here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, also known to us locals as Shelbyville Highway or Highway 231. Located in the IGA Shopping Center, phone number is 615-907-9000. Ted Robertson and his family, and we do mean family-owned. Spotlessly clean store with the friendliest and most knowledgeable staff. You know what goes with this, what wine goes with that. Call Ted and Maria for your office or party, and Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits has got what you need. And we beg all of you, do not drink and drive. Please do not drink and drive. And if you do drink, please drink responsibly. And don't forget to check out their website, MurfreesboroWineAndSpirits.com.
The PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Raymond.
All right, a little video for you. Trying to get back on the air. Again, Edwin Lee Raymond with you here, the PI show. And we have two candidates running for House seats. We're glad to have them with us. Laura is back. You've been here once before.
Maybe. Yes, I have. Okay.
And Becky Goff for District 37. Jim Gifford is also here with us. He's with TEA Board of Directors. Becky, I'm going to start with you and tell these folks, and we went through this with Laura, and I'll probably touch on it again. Why are you running for office?
Well, Ed, I just retired from teaching. I taught at Wilson Elementary, and I just retired in May. And I just don't feel that the everyday working person in Rutherford County and District 37 is being represented.
Right.
And I actually feel that the special interest monies that are outside of Tennessee are the ones that have a seat at the table here in Rutherford County. They're the one that has the voice. And if we don't step up somebody and fight that right now, Tennessee's going to be owned, and Tennessee is not for sale.
I agree with you 100%. You know, what do you think you bring to the officer or to this campaign that your opponent may not?
Well, going door to door all over my district, I'm talking to various people, and they do not feel that they have a voice with their current representative. And I would definitely be a voice. I would be available. I would listen to them. And that's basically what I'm hearing from MTSU employees, from MTSU professors, from everyday people, from business leaders, county and city leaders. they do not have a voice. And well, I would provide that voice.
And, you know, that's true when we talk about teachers. I know I do. I tend to just concentrate on you guys that are here in the county. So it does include our university people as well. You know, they're much, much different scale, I'm sure. But, you know, Jim and I were talking earlier. I think some of the boards of education might be, and Jim, you enlightened me on this. You said we have now finally some past teachers, some former teachers that are on the board. Go ahead, Jim. Tell them.
Yes, just within the last 2-3 weeks, Wayne Blair has given up the chairmanship of the school board. He is going to be the chairman of the State School Board Association.
Right.
And so it's a very important position. And one of the other board members, Jeff Jordan, who just got reelected, will take over as chairman. And he is a former teacher, and he is the present retired member of the Retired Teachers Association.
Right.
The vice chair has been appointed. His name is Jim Estes. He's a teacher. He used to teach with me at Oakland High School where I teach. He's now retired. So we have the chairman and the vice chair, I think for the first time ever, are both former teachers.
Thank goodness. Okay. It sounds good. Not that Wayne did a bad job. I like Wayne. No, Wayne.
He got promoted.
Yeah. Okay. Laura Bowling, you're back.
I am.
And you're still in one piece.
I am.
And I know your family is going to be very happy to see the Titans won today, so congratulations. I know Jim will be very easy
Jim
to live
with. Jim is very excited about that. He is indeed.
Jim is did you say head gatekeeper for Nissan Stadium?
Oh, basically. Goodness. He is the locksmith and carpenter for the field, yeah, for Nissan Stadium. So,
great day.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's got pretty steady work the next 6 months.
Just a bit. That's right. That's right.
How's your campaign going? I know. Tell people what you again, just like with Becky, what do you think you bring to the table? Maybe your opponent doesn't.
Well, one of the things that is unique about my experience is that I have been in project administration for pretty much my entire career. And basically, project administration is looking at all the parts and pieces of a project and making sure that all those parts and pieces go together. And also asking questions like, why are we doing it that way? So when we look at what happened this last week with the extraordinary session, because our legislature didn't really look completely at a DUI bill, and we were risking $60 million, that would have been one of the things that I would have looked at. I would have really studied how that piece of legislation affects all the other moving parts. And I think when we have a supermajority in the legislature, they're not looking at all of those pieces because they can just rush things through and not really take time to study an issue. So that is a unique skill that I have as far as looking at all those issues.
Wasn't there something that happened this week that Tennessee came into line on the DUI law? Is this what you're speaking of?
Yes.
Was it that a federal mandate or something of that nature they had to get their ducks in a row?
Yes.
Okay.
They did not meet the federal standard for underage drinking DUI limits, and that risked $60 million in highway funds. Unfortunately, we have people that represent Rutherford County that are actually on those committees, on the Transportation Committee, and they're not doing their jobs.
Yeah, it says here in today's edition of Daily News Journal. No, I'm sorry. This is September 15th. I'm sorry. Daily News Journal. Federal authorities said the state's law was not in compliance in an article by Joel Ebert. So are you satisfied they fixed this?
I think they just started all over, didn't they?
Started all over?
Yeah. So here we go.
Right. And this was basically for anyone under the age of 21.
Correct.
18 to 21.
Yeah.
Okay. I never figured out why it had to be any different for 18 to 21. If you can drive, you can drive. You're 16 or whatever. I mean, I understand, but I don't care. I'm 58. You know, I should have to go under the same rules as the young people. Young people are better drivers than I am anyway. So, I mean, it's not a laughing subject. Don't get me wrong, but I think we ought to be governed by the same thing just because of your age. I mean. you know, well, maybe we all should have to go with what the 18 to 21 year olds do.
I mean, well, I think, you know, idea. Maybe they're looking at it that 18 year old, 21 year old, maybe they drive more reckless. Sorry out there if you're in radio land and you're 18 to 21, but that maybe that's what they were looking at. They raised that alcohol limit.
Right. Okay.
And
all right.
Put us in jeopardy of getting those federal funds.
Laura, would you do it all over again? Would you run again? This is your third time out.
Absolutely. I would run. I have had more fun running this time than I have in the other two times. And I think the reason that is that I have an opportunity to talk about the issues and really have an opportunity to support and work for the people that live in this district. It's a completely different experience, and it's really fun to talk to the people in the district that are excited about having a candidate that they can support and that they can vote for.
What area in the county does your district? It may run in other counties. What areas is this over?
My district, District 34, is the southwest corner of Rutherford County. So it's the southern part of the city of Murfreesboro.
Okay.
The east side of 231 all the way to Bedford County.
Okay.
All the way around to Williamson County. So that includes half of Christiana, Rockvale, Eagleville. And then it goes up over 840 into a little bit of Smyrna. So that also includes the Blackman community as well.
Okay, so it's a pretty good size area.
It is. It's, okay. Yeah.
Now, Becky, what about you? Where is your primary area at?
My district is down there by that oak tree in Laverne, you know, down there. it's a little smidget of Laverne, Lake Forest. I get a section of Smyrna. It's really hard to specify exactly which section I get. Then I get... depending on which direction you're going, the left side of 231, if you're driving toward Wilson County, if you're driving toward Lebanon, 231, and then parts of Blackman, Blackman Elementary section, the Avenue section. So it's really, it's a broad district.
Really?
A lot of territory to cover. It seems to keep expanding every day.
Well,
I go into one road and it just keeps expanding.
And the population as well. As we have mentioned on this broadcast many times, there are roughly 290,000 people that live here now. In the next 10 to 12 years, they're expecting anywhere from 100 to 130,000 increase in population. Folks, I don't know where we're going to put them. You know, I go out for example, Veterans Parkway. What used to be a bean field is now a subdivision. I'm talking about a subdivision with $300,000 to $400,000 homes on it, too. You know, and it's unbelievable. And, you know, Jim, I know you have had to tackle this in education. And, Beck, you being a former teacher, you too. How are we going to do this? How is this going
to – The growth you're talking about?
The growth with the schools. Obviously, we're going to have more. And when a family moves here, they got kids, you know.
Well, being a former president of the Rutherford Education Association, I've said it, and I still do, on several school board meetings, pretty much 90% of the meetings I've been to, and including the budget meetings. I've gone to the last two budget hearings with County Commission, and I've testified there. And the facts are we're growing so fast that the increased tax revenue that we're getting from the property tax from all these people that are moving here is not increasing fast enough to pay for all of the schools, the buildings, the infrastructure, and then the expansion of teachers, all the jobs we have to do. We're going to be having a new high school soon. And it's going to be covered. But
now, where is the next one scheduled to be built?
It's Rockvale.
Rockvale.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's just there'll be another one after that if it keeps going.
Well, so, undoubtedly it is, because it's, I mean, they're looking at, and Mayor Burgess has said it's a huge number. We're not going back. And I've said this many times. Bart Walker, the boss of this station, has said, he said on a television interview once, he said, we had the Avenue and all that went in and all that out there, the Gateway Project, whatever. He said, you ain't seen nothing yet. Mm-hmm. And I'm afraid he was right. So we're going to go to a break here at 20 after. Evan Lee Raymer, the PI Show, will be back with you in just about 2 minutes. All right. Hey, everybody. I'm Edwin Lee Raymer, owner of Private Investigations of Middle Tennessee. Thanks for tuning us in tonight. Hope you're enjoying the show. You know, we hope you never need to use folks like us, but if you do, please feel free to give us a call at 615-390-7219. That number again is 615-390-7219. Or you're welcome to send me an email at privateinvest@bellsouth.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll get right back to the show.
Keeping up with local news and information has never been easier. Download the WGNS News app for free in the Apple App Store and Google Play. Just search for WGNS News. Download the WGNS News app and get connected. On air, online, on the phone, you can listen to WGNS anywhere.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450. Streaming worldwide at WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps.
Hi, I'm Wade Hayes, owner of Toots Good Food and Fun. I strongly believe that volunteers make a positive difference in the quality of life here in our community.
Ralph Vaughn is our Toots volunteer. He's very active with work at his church. Plus, when somebody needs help with a project, Ralph is always there, volunteering to help. He is a positive and active role model in our community. Ralph Vaughn.
At Toots, we strongly believe that it's important for every one of our citizens to give some of their time and talent back into the community. We've been so blessed here in Rutherford County, and we want to honor these individuals with a Toots gift certificate good at any of our three Rutherford County locations. Our original Toots on Northwest Broad Street, Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna, and our newest location at South Church Street and Barfield Road.
Ralph is always there, volunteering to help. We salute Ralph Vaughn, always volunteering to help others. Ralph Vaughn is our Toots volunteer.
The PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Raymer.
All right. Laura, get over here and sit down. You can't dance like that anymore. You're not 18. I'll tell you what, to get one straightened out, and here comes another one.
Oh,
the
man.
PI show. Edwin Lee Raymer here with you with Laura Bowling, Becky Goff, and Jim Giffords, who's a former TEA Board of Directors, and you still teach at Oakland.
I do.
Right. What do you teach?
I teach English. Mostly English. Seniors right now.
Right. Dalton, you might ought to straighten up. You have a former teacher here. She's watching you. She's grading you right now as we go over this.
He's actually grading me, I think.
Oh, all right. Okay. You taught him what? Second.
And I'm grading you.
Okay. Well, there is no grade low enough. What, Becky, second grade?
Yes.
Second grade.
He was the perfect student.
Wow.
He drew all the time. He drew a lot, and he liked music back then, too.
He still does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to talk about, Becky, put in a word for our teachers and what you're wanting to do in this campaign and to help them along.
Well, I definitely want to be an advocate for teachers. Back in 2010, the legislature voted to take away our collective bargaining rights, and I'll have to say that the local delegation here from Rutherford County was to blame for a lot of that.
Okay.
You know, however that shoe fits, that's how it is. And okay. I remember going to an educational forum at Blackmun High School, sitting in an auditorium, and was extremely upset with our local legislators over what they had done to teachers. And it was like I told the crowd at an event today, we say on 9/11, we will never forget. I will never forget what they did to the teachers. And
I understand.
We have over 4,000 teachers here in Rutherford County, and I couldn't do a whole lot for teachers when I was a teacher because, you know, you've kind of got to conform to the rules. But
sure.
I'm not a teacher now. I'm retired, and I can fight for teachers.
I will say this. I have cousins. My wife has cousins from California. My cousin Dana is in Los Angeles. Gail is in Florida. I think Gail's retired now. My wife's cousin Dana is in Kentucky. And then a couple more, I'm sure. Hopefully they're listening this evening. And your stories are all the same, all over the country. It's basically all the same. Now, that tells me that there's a glitch in the system somewhere. And, you know, I don't know if it's ever going to get fixed or not. Jim, tell us about, give us a comment on it, and we'll go into this voucher thing.
Well, the facts about vouchers are fairly simple if you studied it, but if they've been foisted upon you and in the way that the PR is coming out in favor of it, it sounds like a good thing. It's called choice. It's part of the choice package, including charter schools and things like that. But it's a privatization of public school funds. So it's vouchers were created by a famous economist named Milton Friedman out of the University of Chicago.
Right.
And he tried to get them implemented as early as Ronald Reagan's administration, 1980s. And they've just never really caught on. Charter schools have, and we aren't going to talk about that tonight too
right.
much, but
okay.
but charter schools have been more popular. But now that vouchers are trying to make a comeback, the same people push both of them. It's
right.
privatizers, meaning people who are in the private industry, who see all the public money that's out there, and they want to use a voucher system, which is where a person that has a student in a school can take their public tax money that goes toward each student, and they can say, my daughter, my son, I'm going to take him out of the school, and I'm going to take that tax money that supports him
okay.
and choose another school, private school, religious school,
whatever.
Or
okay.
whatever.
Okay.
So
now, how much money would that be? Would it vary?
Well, yes. Well, per state it does, yes.
Right.
So in our state, it's... And even per district, but let's say for Rutherford County,
okay.
our students get, I think it's around $9,400 a year, and about a little over 2,000 of that is federal money.
Right.
The rest of it is state or local money, matching money usually. And so when you use a voucher, you can only bring out the state and local money. You cannot take out the federal money. The federal
uh-huh.
money is okay. directed toward special education, the mandated special education. So when you take out that voucher, you're going to get about $7,300, and you can
okay.
put it toward a year to put it toward the private tuition.
Private tuition, even if this is a faith-based school.
Even if it's a faith-based school, if they accept vouchers. No, it's not legal here yet, but they're okay. promoting it.
And
Becky,
Ed, I yes. might say something about that. People who are pushing these programs are calling them choice, but the only people who really have a choice are the voucher organizations.
Right.
They get to choose, pick and choose who they want to accept a voucher from.
Oh, really?
That's right. So
no, I did not know that.
That's no. right. So they can pick and choose who they want to attend their school.
So we can have the perfect school.
Mm-hmm.
Just with the, yeah. if I'm ahead of this thing, the people I choose, the kids I choose.
There's still entry requirements to that particular school. It doesn't, just because you have the voucher doesn't mean that you automatically get to attend that particular school.
Right. Okay.
So there's still going to be those same restrictions.
I have a question here, and Jim, I'm guessing you're going to want to see this. Try it, take a crack at this one. Yeah, I got a text from friend of mine, why isn't the TEA endorsing more Democratic candidates? We know the Republicans have a history of hurting teachers and dismantling the union. This is from Brandon Thomas. He's candidate for District 49. Can you take a stab at that?
Yes. The reality is, 4 years ago, everybody, those Republicans, got elected.
Right.
And we have to deal with legislative bodies, two of them,
right.
that are supermajority Republican.
True.
And there are some Republicans that are more moderate in public education issues than others. And we try to selectively use our clout to support candidates that are going to be elected or look like they're going to be elected in this climate, and either be neutral so that we can work with whoever gets elected, or to actually endorse somebody if we think they have a chance, if in the Democratic Party.
Sure.
And so we have done that, and it's a realistic approach, we think.
Good. Okay. Becky, how do you feel about it?
About which one?
This
about
last question. Yeah, the endorsing of some on the right side of the aisle, some on the left. Why aren't they endorsing more on the left?
Well,
I think, Jim, I think you gave a great answer. That's fine.
I am proud to say that I have been endorsed by TEA. I have been a career TEA member. I've supported them. I have gone with TEA and our local REA lobbying against vouchers and for other issues that have been important to educators. So I'm proud to have the endorsement. And I'll say that our public schools are for all children, regardless of their academic abilities and disabilities.
I agree. We're going to get into it some more with Becky and Laura and Jim. They're here with us tonight. And we're going to take our break here at 31 past the hour. And we're going to fly high again with a little Ozzy Osbourne. Becky, please don't get up. You're the only one that's behaving so. Emily Raymer, the PI show, will you? And some of these Dick Clark dances. And we're going to be back with you in 2 minutes. Stick around. Excellent selection of bridal jewelry, gold, diamond, and gemstone jewelry, silver jewelry. Also offering a huge selection of watches from Luminex, Citizen, Seiko, Pulsar. Gifts for any and all occasions. And also, expert jewelry repair by Jeff's dad, Mr. Charles Mullins. I can't tell you the number of times he's fixed watches for me. New batteries, bracelets adjusted, all of the whole nine yards. Visit their website at www.jmullinsjewelry.com. Or you can go see them in person there at the store at 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Or you can give them a call at 615-962-7164. That's 615-962-7164. And again, that website is jmullinsjewelry.com, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, excellent selection of bridal jewelry. Again, gold, diamond, gemstone jewelry. Check them out.
Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits, the finest selection of wines in this county, maybe even the entire state. Did you know that Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits has their own wine cellar? Their address is 3016 South Church Street here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, also known to us locals as Shelbyville Highway or Highway 231. Located in the IGA Shopping Center, phone number is 615-907-9000. Ted Robertson and his family, and we do mean family-owned. Spotlessly clean store with the friendliest and most knowledgeable staff. You know what goes with this, what wine goes with that. Call Ted and arrange a wine tasting for your office or party. And Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits has got what you need. And we beg all of you, do not drink and drive. Please do not drink and drive. And if you do drink, please drink responsibly. And don't forget to check out their website, MurfreesboroWineAndSpirits.com.
The PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Raymer.
Oh my goodness, that's Eddie Van Halen. And a little Ice Cream Man for you. Go, Becky, go. Wow. Dog, look at your teacher. I must say, I haven't seen moves like that since the 70s. Edwin Lee Raymer with you. We're just having some fun. Laura Bowling is here. Becky Goff is here. And Jim Giffords is here, and he probably will never be back again after this experience. But anyway, we have a text for our two candidates. Jim, you're off the hook on this one. It's from an unnamed source. But what have each of your guests done to prepare themselves to serve, and would they term limit themselves? Term limits is a big subject. What have you done that you feel you have prepared yourself to serve? Laura, I'll let you go first.
Sure. Having had the opportunity to actually be the circuit court clerk meant that I have worked on legislation and with various committees in the legal area, in the clerk's area. And so I have an understanding of that process. And certainly, as I said earlier, having the ability to manage projects, look at all the details, those are the kinds of things that are missing in our legislature. The idea that we have a limit on our bills, that we have a shortened legislative session, and that we rush through things
right.
is something that we we can't do when we're talking about individual people's lives. And that's right. What legislation does. So I have the ability and the commitment to be able to look at those issues more clearly and more intensely than at least my opponent or our current legislator in the district. Now, term limits, absolutely. Term limits are something that exist already. They're called elections. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of participation in our voting here in the county. Our voters can actually term limit people. So
I've heard that.
I hear you. I have to get elected first to have a concept of when I'm going to leave. So, understood. Let's go in order there.
Becky, I'll go ahead with this. We have a caller on the line. Caller, hang on. But I want Becky to answer this question first because they did.
What have I done to prepare myself for public service? Is that what it is? Was that the question?
What have each of your guests done to prepare themselves to serve?
I am not a part of the status quo. I think that probably prepares me best. I'm not lockstep with anybody. I think some people are born to be public servants. I love people. I enjoy helping people. I've always enjoyed helping people, and I think that would be pretty much my answer to that. I am for term limits. I think people get elected, they get in there, and you see too many times people go in as average income citizens and they come out and they're wealthy. What happens? How does that happen? So that's what I would say.
I have
about
a feeling
that.
You're going to give us an idea about that later down the road. Okay, okay, Dalton, we're going to go to our caller. Caller, this is Evan Lee Raymer. You are there? Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. This is Marty Luffman from downtown beautiful Smyrna.
Oh, Marty Luffman, good friend of Rutherford County and good friend of Smyrna. How are you, Marty?
I've been sitting here listening to y'all, but when y'all brought up about the term limits and everything, that is a sore spot on my hind end. I am so tired of these people, and I don't know, it may have been Laura brought it up, I'm not sure who said it, but they go in with an average,
was Becky.
An average citizen with an average income. They come out filthy rich. I mean, disgusting rich.
You're exactly right. And I don't know.
Now, I am so against career politicians. We've got some in there that have been there all their life, it seems like. And they are not doing nothing to help the public or the people or the common man. Nothing. And this has got to stop.
Ahead.
At some point in time, you guys are going to have to put your foot down and say, no more.
Laura, Marty.
My question is, I said all that to say this. My question is, how are you going to do it?
Okay, not Marty, when. Stay on the line. Okay. Laura's got something to say. Laura Bowling?
Well, when you talk about legislators enlarging themselves, it starts in the campaign process. If you look at District 34, there was a four-person primary. There was about $160,000 raised. $80,000 was spent from one single PAC on one single candidate. So it starts in that election process. And we as candidates are committed to actually working with individual people and not basing our entire campaign on the money that comes from outside Tennessee to get elected. I think we've got to start with our candidates being committed to actually doing the work, actually making phone calls to individuals, actually knocking on doors. And I know that Becky is committed to doing that, and all of the other Democratic candidates are committed to doing that. So it's got to start when we start campaigning.
I agree. Marty, thank you so much for your call. You're a good friend to Rutherford County. You're a good friend to this station. You're a better friend to Smyrna. Thank you so much.
Take care, partner.
Take care, my friend.
Bye, Marty.
And we are going to go to our next break right here at 40 minutes after. Evan Lee Raymer, the PI Show. And we're going to be back with you in about 2 minutes. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This 20-year-old smart cookie achieved what few people ever accomplish. Have their name become a famous product brand.
I'm Greg Anastas.
I'm Bob Smith.
And this is Why Didn't I Think of That? Coming up, a story from our Entrepreneur Hall of Fame.
Do you have knee or back pain? If you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. You may qualify right now to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used them. They work. Call the Pain Relief Hotline right now for free information.
800-430-9605. 800-430-9605. That's 800-430-9605.
As a youngster, Deborah Jane Sivier loved to bake cookies for family and friends.
At 13, she got a job and used her salary to buy fresh ingredients.
Butter, chocolate, vanilla, and started making cookies.
By 19, she was married and a housewife.
She didn't feel she had a lot going for herself except a passion for chocolate chip cookies and a dream to open up a store.
Despite having no business experience, she convinced a banker to finance her dream.
That banker had guts. In 1977, nobody ever heard of a cookie store.
At the tender age of 20, Mrs. Fields Chocolate Chippery opened in Palo Alto, California.
By the afternoon of the first day, not a single person had come through the door.
Her response? She stood outside and started handing out free cookies.
Let them taste it and they will buy.
And buy they did. Cookie after cookie at store after store.
Mrs. Fields Cookies became a $450 million company.
She sold it in 1993 and turned her attention back to motherhood.
Debbie Fields exemplifies an axiom at our website, thinkofthat.net. Pursue your passion. The things you do for love can lead to a profitable future.
Mrs. Fields, the woman who invented the cookie store.
Now why didn't I think of that?
Visit us at thinkofthat.net.
The PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Raymer.
And we are back. I accidentally left my mic on a while ago. If you heard anything you shouldn't have, well, just pretend you didn't hear it and cover it. All right, we're back with Laura Bowling, Becky Goff. Jim Gifford is here with us. And I want to talk a little bit more about this funding for campaigns and this voucher program. I understand there's some money that gets funneled in from that, but imagine that.
Yes, I'm running in District 37, and there are two of us running. One of us has received almost $15,000 in campaign contributions to advocate on behalf of vouchers, and it's not me.
It's not you.
And in the primary race for on the GOP side, there was that $80,000 spend from an out-of-state voucher promoting organization that spent, I believe they spent $750,000 in the mid-state trying to get folks elected, and they're actually under investigation now in Nashville-Davidson County for their efforts in the school board races there. It begs the question, why do voucher companies want to spend money with our legislators, and why do those legislators want to get that money?
Jim?
Well, it's a lot of money, and it's a new source of money.
Right.
And it started, like I said, in the late 90s, and it's several states not too far from us. Indiana is one that let vouchers in on what they called, quote, limited basis. And because they have a legislature that is both houses are supermajority Republican like we have here.
Right.
As soon as they got them in, they went big. They went large on it, and now they have like 50,000 students. They were supposed to have only 5,000. That's a bill they're trying to get passed here, is they want to give it just for the 5,000 to start with, for the lowest performing schools only. They would give the offer the voucher, but as soon as they get it in, once it's in the door. They can expand it very quickly. Now, when you get $7,000 per student going to private schools or whatever, those people are going to be making a lot of money. And a lot of them are being created. A lot of schools are being created especially in the larger inner city schools,
sure.
larger districts, and they're being created in hopes of getting some of that money, and they can guide it that way. So
right.
it's going to be money that's going to be lost for the public schools, and the special education programs are we're still going to be doing that. They don't have to do the special education programs when they give them money. So it's
Laura,
got
I think that's where you said the federal money goes for special, or one of you said was for the special. You did special education. Becky,
yes.
you need something.
Well, I was going to say we do not need our public schools dismantled by vouchers. Rutherford County, if I'm not wrong on this, is ranked number 8th in the state. Murfreesboro City Schools is like 23 in the country. Mm-hmm. So why do we want to upset good public schools here in Rutherford County? If we have other schools that are hurting in other parts of the state, we need to fix those problems, like in Memphis. I do know that, you know, they have schools there that are suffering and are low performing, but right. that's when we could put money in community schools, back into the community and help the community. Because when you take those children out of those impoverished neighborhoods, put them in a charter school during the day or give them a voucher, you send them back home to that impoverished neighborhood. How is that helping them? It's not.
Right. Okay. I want to go over something. We're going to switch gears here just a little bit. This is in today's Tennessean, Sunday, September 18th, 2016, and a story by Dave Boucher and Joel Ebert. Six lawmakers from the legislature, their trip to Europe shows holes in the campaign law. It was a donor-funded trip to learn about, quote, radical Islam, was legal and did not have to be reported. State and federal investigations into Jeremy Durham's finances, that's the Durham that was let go this week, because of that, revealed this. Revealed gaping holes in state campaign finance laws that allow lawmakers to receive overseas, quote, education trips from wealthy donors and use campaign money for investments not reported to the public. Jim, we've got to get in on this. Durham invested his campaign funds in the company of well-known Republican donor Andy Miller, who's the leader of an organization described as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Miller also paid for six lawmakers to take a trip in fall 2011 to Europe to learn about, quote, radical Islam. The trips and the investments involved thousands of dollars and raised concerns among ethics and open government advocates about the influence of money on the lawmakers. But none of these transactions or travel are required to be reported on any state campaign finance document, said Drew Rawlins, executive director of the State Bureau of Ethics and Campaign Finance. Now, go on to say this, and I'm not going to read this whole thing. Jim and I went over this before we went on the air. Durham's ouster last week from the legislature came after an ongoing Tennessean investigation of the lawmaker, which sparked a Tennessee Attorney General's probe. The Attorney General then issued a scathing report of Durham's behavior toward women. Separate state and federal investigations into Durham's campaign finances are underway. One state ethics official called the lack of transparency in Tennessee campaigning reporting frightening. I've got news for you. If you had tried that with these two women here, you would end up smacked flat of your backside. I know one of them pretty well, but I think I know the other one too. The bigger concern this body should have is the awareness that what one reports on a campaign disclosure form doesn't necessarily bear any resemblance to reality unless you're audited, said Patricia Heim, a member of the Registry of Election Finance Board, an entity within the Bureau of Ethics and Campaign Finance that oversees candidate campaign recording. Now, according to this, the trip to Europe, state campaign finance investigators revealed a $191,000 discrepancy between Durham's campaign finance reports and his bank accounts. That discrepancy involves, in part, Durham's investment in Miller's company. Okay? The people that took the trip, among them were Senator Reginald Tate, Bill Ketron, Judd Matheny, Matthew Hill, Jeremy Faison, and State Representative Joe Carr, Alaska's Republican, who unsuccessfully challenged U.S. Senator Lamar Alexander. The purpose of the trip was to discuss immigration issues with their papers and their peers in parliaments there that I had met on previous encounters, Miller said in an email. We're going to have to take a break. I want to get into this when we come back. This is the PI Show. Back with you. right here. Oh, yeah. That is Mr. Mitch Ryder. We'll be back with you in 2 minutes.
I'm Lee Colvin of Edward Jones, and here's the latest market news from the Edward Jones Financial Desk.
Good day, Rutherford County. This is Jackson Jones for Lee Colvin here with your latest market report. U.S. stocks fell as investors wrestled with lingering uncertainty of the U.S. Federal Reserve raising interest rates next week. In corporate news, Johnson & Johnson said it would buy Abbott Laboratories' eye care business for about $4.33 billion in cash. In other corporate news, the U.S. House Financial Services Committee has opened a probe into Wells Fargo's sales practices and plans to call the company's chief executive before lawmakers at a hearing later this month. U.S. short-term bond prices decreased while longer-term prices increased. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 37 points for the week. Looking at the S&P 500, the best-performing sector was utilities, while the worst was financials. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 88 points at a little over 18,100. Standard & Poor's was down 8 points at over 2,100. And the NASDAQ Composite Index was down 5 points at a little over 5,200. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange was high today with 2.16 billion shares traded. Decliners outnumber advancers by roughly 2-to-1 margin. In the bond market, the 30-year Treasury yield closed at 2.43% and the 10-year finished at 1.69%. That is all for your market report. For News Radio WGNS, I'm Jackson Jones.
This is Lee Colvin of Edward Jones, member SIPC, bringing you the daily market news here on News Radio WGNS. I'd love to talk to you about your financial needs. My office is located in the Public Shopping Center on the corner of Rutherford and Broad, or you can call us at 615-907-7056. Thanks for listening to today's Wall Street to Church Street report.
The PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Raymer.
All right. I have been instructed here to keep on this subject, Ms. Laura Bowen, on this situation, on this trip. A trip to Europe, $191,000.
It's not completely about the trip. What I'd like to talk about is the idea that campaign finance reform is critically needed, not just on the state level, but on the federal level as well. The fact that we have the ability to have an outside entity dump as much money as they do into our electoral process means that individual people are not deciding who gets elected. And you know, there's a lot of issues that came out of the Durham investigation. There's one thing that I will agree with Rick Womack about is that the responsibility does lie with Beth Harwell. But it started in 2009, not in 2015. She shirked her responsibility for years with regard to.
Well, by the way, she's in paper today, too, on opioid. Some of the pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, she's getting a lot of money from them as well.
Oh, she sure is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
I went asked about this entire situation. As I said, we're not going to read the whole thing. We don't have time. But Bill Ketron went, Judd Matheny, Matthew Hill, Jeremy Faison, and Joe Carr. And when Joe Carr was asked about it, Joe Carr said Miller paid for the flight and hotel costs. When asked if he was concerned about criticism of Miller financing an international trip for lawmakers, Joe Carr replied, "I don't give a rat's beep," and I'll leave it at that. I want to ask you something, people. What kind of elected person talks like that to a newspaper reporter or anyone?
Joe Carr?
Yeah. Well, he did. I mean, there's others that do it. It's not just Joe. I mean,
it's obviously somebody who isn't really concerned with public opinion in those matters. They think they're immune or, you know, that they're
not. I think it's arrogance.
Yeah.
I think it's total arrogance, okay? I don't know, you know. So anyway, give me a call, Joe, if you want to come on and explain that. That'd be fine. I've got a text here from someone listening. Are any of your guests in favor of sanctuary cities? Jim, describe, tell us what a sanctuary city, because I must say I was not, I'd heard it, but I never checked
it. It's a campaign issue right now. It's a city that, like San Francisco, is the best known, that that allows illegal immigrants to be harbored inside the city limits. And if they've done something illegal, being here is illegal, but if they've done anything else that's illegal, it'll be up to the city to decide if they're going to be prosecuted, not the federal government, so that they cannot be touched by the federal government.
Becky, would you be in favor of this? What do you think?
Well, I don't think that we need to do anything that obstructs immigration enforcement, anybody that's over here breaking the law as far as, but I do think that we need to be vigilant with our immigration, but compassionate, I guess. That's how I feel about that. I'm vigilant, but compassionate.
Very good. Laura?
I agree. We have good laws on the books. We need to actually apply those laws. And I don't see that we have sanctuary cities in the state. So on that level, on our level as state representatives, I don't see that's something that we have to directly address at this time.
Okay.
We will both do some more research on that to make sure that we are representing our people.
Jim, you mentioned San Francisco. Any others that you know of off the top of your head?
I think Philadelphia has a sanctuary city law. Los Angeles.
Right.
Those are three that I'm sure of.
I would
sure
feel Los Angeles may, with their situation. Folks, it has been an honor to have all you all here. It really has. It's been a pleasure. It always is. Laura, glad to have you back. Jim,
thanks
for coming in. We've got plenty of time. Laura, I want you, in case you don't make it back, make your final argument, your final plea. Tell people how they can reach you, how they can contribute to your campaign, where you're going to be.
Absolutely. This coming Saturday, I'll be out in Eagleville at the Eagleville Fall Festival with the Democrats registering voters and saying hi to folks out there. I'll also be tailgating at MTSU for the Blackout game as well. So it's a busy Saturday for me. I am Laura Bolling. That's B-O-H-L-I-N-G. The website is laurabolling.com. And I am running to represent everyone in District 34. I'm running to bring good-paying jobs to the district, to make sure our education is fully funded, and to make sure one of the commitments that I have made is not to take the state government's insurance, but rather to work to make sure the 1 in 18 people in Rutherford County that are in the insurance gap have that gap bridged.
Okay.
So I hope to be able to do that. Vote Laura Bolling.
Becky, go for it. You got 2 minutes on.
Okay. My district is large. I'm trying to see as many people as I can calling or knocking on your door. I want you to know that I am someone who will support a bill or an idea because it will benefit everybody in Rutherford County or District 37, not because it benefits a particular party. I have a fundraiser coming up this week, hosted by former Senator Andy Womack, that I'm looking forward to, and just several events, just being out here at community events that's going on. And if I don't get a chance to ask you before November the 8th, I need your vote. I want your vote. I will work for you, and I will work to represent you and not any particular interest.
I'll tell you one vote you could have got. I don't know if you can get it. You're not 18 yet, are you, Dalton?
No.
But when he knew you were coming in here, he was very pleased. He was very excited because you were his second grade teacher, and that's bound to make
He's
you feel
a great
good.
Kid. His whole family is a great kid. Great kid. Great.
They're
great
all
family.
Great kids. That's exactly right. They're great kids. Yeah.
His mother, his dad especially. His mother used to come and volunteer in my classroom. She just helped me out so much.
If you can't love Heather, you can't love anyone, I got to tell you. And they are a fine family, and they have certainly been very kind to me. And I'm glad Dalton's been here. We're going to have to get out of here. This is Edwin Lee Raymer, Laura Bolling, Becky Goff, Jim. Thanks for coming in and putting up with all of us. Till next
Thank
Sunday,
you.
This is Edwin Lee Raymer for the PI Show. Take care.
We stop.